Ooh, love is like the essence of, if there is a God, it is the essence of God. It is it's selfless. It is giving without wanting to receive anything in return. It is caretaking. It is nurturing. It is a foundational essence. It is divine. It is healing. Did I say nurturing already? Okay.
That definition of love being the essence of God,
yes,
essentially.
Yes.
How do you exhibit that for your in the relationship that you have with your child?
Okay, so my daughter, my youngest daughter is Joyous. She's the only child I've had that I actually gave birth to. I've raised three other children and also have a bonus son from a previous relationship and a bonus daughter from a previous relationship. And I love them all and would do anything for any all of them and nurtured them and whatnot. But who's left in the home is my youngest. She's 16. And how do I show her love? I show her love by supporting her and challenging her. I show her love by disciplining her, giving her boundaries, setting boundaries. Like, I try not to be her friend. I see a lot of people try to be homies with their kids. I'm not that kind of parent. I feel like that's not my job to be her parent. It's not to be her homie, but to actually, you know, set boundaries and not budge so that she has some kind of guidelines for how to walk through life, and then let her walk through life and let her maybe fall off that path and let her bump her head and be there when she bumps her head, you know, and walk her through that process of, ow, my head hurts and how do I not make my head hurt anymore? But let her figure that out. And it's hard because we're two completely different people. And sometimes she'll do things or want to do things or have aspirations that I'm like, how can you be my child? But I have to remind myself, well, she needs to find her own way. And her name is Joyous. And so I always tell her, you know, I don't care what you do with your life. I just want you to be happy. That's the most important. In this crazy world that you're inheriting that is so dark and bleak, just be happy. That's like a feat. That's almost impossible. You know, I can't even imagine the world that we're leaving our children. It's dark. It's very dark. It may not be around.
The world itself may not be around.
Yeah. And I never wanted to have kids. Like, honest to God, from a young, because I raised my brother and sister, and I never really had a childhood because I had to raise them. So I'm like, determined, I'm not having kids. And God's like, guess what? You may try to avoid it, but I'm going to keep on sending them to you. And then I became a teacher, and like, you know, I consider my kids, my students are also my kids, yeah, in a different way, but I care for them too, you know, and I'm there to nurture them. And then, but yeah, you know, God has different, Spirit has different plans that maybe we're not always in line with. And then Joy showed up. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not avoiding this. Here we go.
So that definition of love, I'm mm-hmm. sure, like we talked about it before the mic was recording, like it's evolving, it's growing.
Yes.
Constantly. How did you exhibit it, or how did you witness it exhibited from your parents?
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna make me cry.
Oh man.
It's okay. I've had to learn what love is. Yeah, I came from a really abusive family. I didn't know what love was, and I thought what we had was love until I actually experienced it with, like, my first love, like, the first man who actually loved me, and I was like, oh, shit, this is weird. Like, this is different, you know? So it was evolution. Like, it was a learning experience to be like, oh, what we've defined as love, which I think it's very... You know, it happens in all of society. Like, people say, oh, I love you, and maybe that's not love. Maybe it's more control. Maybe it's more power. Maybe it's more dependency. Maybe it's more neediness, right? I think, or maybe it's sex. It's not even love at all, you know? It's lust, right? So it's definitely, so childhood, we didn't see a lot of love. I think my mom did the best she could, you know? With what she knew, And I think she evolved from, you know, her experiences and then did the best she could with us. But I think it was, you know, it was a journey for sure to actually realize that, like, oh, what we call love isn't always love. You know, love, it shouldn't hurt like that. Love isn't about control. Love isn't about, you know, expecting something, right? Or expecting outcomes or expecting results or expecting behavior. But then there's all different kinds of love too, right? There's like unconditional love. And then there's like parental love and sibling love and romantic love and platonic love and like divine love. There's just so many facets of it.
And so that's interesting that you point that out. So does your definition, the one that you told me before, mm-hmm. does it change depending upon what type of love you're
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think it should. I think if you love somebody, that I think if anything, it actually grows, you know, where it has like layers to it, right? Where I think you need to start off with like self-love. And I think you can love anybody if you don't love yourself first. Like, I think that's the most crucial thing. And I think you also have to have a relationship with God. Even though not everyone believes in God, like, I think you need to have that relationship with spirit or whatever you call that to actually experience, like, the pure essence of love. And then from there, it goes in different directions. But I think it should always be selfless. I think it should always be about giving and caring and nurturing. But I think how it shows up in different relationships is based on the nature of that relationship. But I don't think the essence of it changes.
Okay. That's grounded. Okay. And so given that, how have you exemplified love in your relationships, romantic relationships?
By being supportive, by being vulnerable, by compromising. Like, compromising, like, I've always told, I'm a bad girlfriend because I'm super independent. And it takes a lot for me to be like, I got to check in with you? Oh, shit. Wait, hold on a second. Okay. But I love you, so I will check in with you. You know, I love you, so I will compromise because I'm dealing with a grown adult who has their own life. And I will, like, make that shift because I love you, you know? And I think with relationships, like, sometimes, like, you're there both, like, 50-50, and then sometimes it's 20-80. And then it shifts, you know, depending where each person is in the relationship. But I think this last relationship I was in, I learned what commitment was. It was deep because there have been men in my life that I've loved that in the blink of an eye, I will leave. If you do anything wrong, I'm out. You could, like, sneeze wrong and I'd be out. And this brother, he did a lot of things wrong, but I was committed to him. So this love lesson from this last relationship was to learn what it means to be committed to love, which is a beautiful thing. Because, again, it grew, right? It evolved. My understanding of love evolved. Yeah, and I think love is healing. So once it stops healing, which is what happened with me and him, when it did not heal either of us, and, like, you have to be, like, again, in self-love first. So when my self-love was telling me, this is no longer healing you, this is no longer serving you, you must love yourself and leave, right? Which is also another lesson. Like, the lesson to leave. Leave when love leaves.
Right.
Was it Nina Simone? She said something like, know when to get off the table. Know when to step away from the table when love is no longer served. Mm. Right? Mm. Like, I learned that. Mm. So I learned commitment, and then I learned, which is a deep, it's like deep.
Right.
How do you learn about commitment?
Being fully committed.
And then be like, okay, it's time to go.
And, yeah, both feet in, and then knowing when to take both feet out.
Yeah.
And to learn that in the same
relationship. Ooh. Was crazy. Ooh. I'm like, wait, am I supposed to leave? Wait, what am I doing? Hold on.
Okay, so given this definition, going back to the definition of love being the evidence of the essence of God.
Yes.
How does that relate to the work that you do in the community?
That's probably the easiest way love shows up in my life. Compassion. I've never been able to, like, even as a child, like, see something wrong. Like, I think suffering is wrong. And so I've never been able to see something wrong and, like, turn a blind eye, ever. Like, I've always had to do something about it. I think it might be, like, my codependent part that I learned from my mom. Like, I was very codependent with my mother. I was her caretaker. And so part of me wonders, which also I learned from this last relationship, that I'm codependent, right? Which is not love. It's something else. It's like needing to fix something, needing to take care of something, but not necessarily in a loving way, but in a way where you're like almost obligated, right? So I'm like walking, having these realizations about myself. I'm like, how much of my work with community, where's my boundary where I'm doing it for justice, and I'm, which is also, I think, an essence of God, right? Where I'm doing it for justice, I'm doing it for love, but then when do I have the boundary where, like, okay, enough, this is where you don't go. This is where now you do, like, self-preservation, right? But where the self-love comes in. But yeah, I think that the essence of my community, of all community work, is an issue of compassion. Like, you just have, which is another form of love, right? Of just having compassion for people and having, wanting to see people do better. Having overstanding for that we all go through struggle, and sometimes all we need is a smile or a friendly word or a word of encouragement or an outstretched hand to get you through that moment. It could just be a moment, or it could be like a lifelong journey or a month-long journey with somebody to help them through the struggle they're through. But I think Che Guevara said it, at the risk of sounding ridiculous, a true revolutionary is guided by a deep sense of love. You know, like, you must really love humanity and see the goodness in the humanity, even in our darkest moments, to be like, we need to change for the better. Because our essence, I think our essence is love. Like, I think we come into this world, like, seeing babies, like, they're pure love. Like, and the reaction we have to them, right, is just like, ah! You know, and then somewhere along the way in this world that we made, we got off course, and that purity, that essence gets, you know, hurt or traumatized or lost or misguided, you know. But I think at our essence we are love, and at our essence we are divine.
Any closing thoughts about love?
It's a beautiful thing. I'm learning as I go. I love love. I'm in love with love. And I appreciate it when it shows up in my life. And I appreciate when it's reciprocated. It's a good thing.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.